So I just want to jump in before I start this episode. My three sponsors on this show, I was able to use them. If you heard me last time talk about it, I was able to use all three sponsors and bring in a wholesale product to the market. I'm getting ready to use it again because I'm bringing a new private label product to the market. So first up was Andy Slammon's Amazing Freedom. I get to use all the things that I've learned in Andy's course on amazingfreedom.com to be a better lister, to know what the bullet points are, all the things that you want to do. Better photos, all those details. And then you get Leron teaching me all about keywords and all that jazz. And I got that from his course. The course is not open right now. However, they're still doing a private label retreat in October. I will be there. It is a massive home. Everything you need is there. You just have to get there. Once you're there, everything's taken care of. What's so cool is you got these three guys standing over your shoulder, helping you understand why something's good, and more importantly, why something's not. Because if you don't make mistakes, you're going to have a big opportunity. So if you're interested in that, just private message me and I'll get you the information. The second sponsor I used last week, and I'm using them again this week, is Scope from Seller Labs, Jeff Cohen's group. They have an amazing program. So I'm using it, the wholesale product I brought that already existed. I was able to go to that number one competitor, see their keywords and bring them into mind, fine tune it with number two, number three, number four, and get all the best of everyone. And that's what Seller Labs Scope product does. If you're interested in that, go to sellerlabs.com/momentum and you're going to save $50 off. It's a great opportunity. Go try it. They also give you three keywords to use. And I just think it's such a smart opportunity. I love it. And I use it personally. And third, I use Solutions for E-commerce, Karen Locker's group. I've been using it. You've heard me talk about it for the last several years of the podcast. I still use her. She handles all my listings. So she created all the listings for the second wholesale product I brought, and she'll do the same thing for my private label products. Great service. You will not get a better price from anyone. She's raising her prices. However, you can still lock in and just say, hey, I sent you. But you can save $50 off. You're not going to find a better deal. And she'll also do an inventory health report for you. She said the other day, a couple brands have actually come on to her program through my show. And that's pretty amazing that brands are finding it. So you know that it's good, you know, if they're willing to spend the money. So let's get into the episode.
Welcome to the E-commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 232, Nathan Slammon's. So hard to believe that he was episode 72 back in February 2016. Such a neat story. You really want to go back and listen to that because, you know, he's a kid and yet he was able to choose a lifestyle business. Man, you know, being 30 years older, a little less than that, but I wish I had that to do over again. I would definitely do it over again because seeing what I see now versus knowing what I know, I just think it's such a great way to live. And there are sacrifices, but guess what? When you go to the corporate world, there are many, many sacrifices. So in this segment, we're going to catch up on that and what's different in his life. And let's just say it includes a third person in the family. Let's get into the podcast. So I'm excited about having this guest back. He was episode number 72, way back in February of 2016. And his story was an amazing story then. Young kid, up and coming, great career, great future. And he throws it all away, all that college degree, to go and start his own business. And everybody expects the failure and things not going well. And guess what? It didn't. He excelled at it. There is no surprise. Nathan Slammon's. Welcome back, Nathan.
Hey, Steve, great to be here. Like you said, a lot has changed since the last time we talked. I think the last time we talked, I don't even know if we had met in person, maybe once.
Yeah, I think since, once in Chicago, once. Right? We were in Chicago.
That's right, yeah. October 2015, right after I had just left my job. So we had met once, but since then we've been able to hang out multiple times. So a lot's happened since the last time we talked. I guess excited to
I'm excited tell for
my
you.
Story since then.
I'm excited because, you know, it's funny. So, yeah, so October of 2015, we talked before then, but we never met face to face. I'm best friends with your uncle, Andy. And so through him, we communicated. And then we finally get to meet. And then, geez, we've shared rooms in states. And I mean, we've been all around the country together. And I get so lucky to see you guys work together. And that amazes me that, you know, the fact that you're so much younger than your uncle, yet maturity-wise, sometimes you're older than us. You keep us out of trouble. It's true. You have kept us out of trouble. So tell us about what has gone on. So back then, you left a great job. You had a great career, great promising future, and you decided to go out and do private label. You saw what Andy was doing. You loved it. Everything was going great. And then life changes.
Right. So basically, now it's been over 2 years now, hard to believe, that I've been doing this thing we call entrepreneurship, right? Running our own businesses. I do work with Andy, Amazing Freedom. Leron Hirschkorn is on our team as well. So I'm not doing it alone. But
you're a partner, so you're not just not working with them. I mean, you're, you know, I told that story where Andy brought you in, gave up half his company to you because he saw what you did and your potential, which I always say that's an amazing thing for a man to admit that his weaknesses, I mean, A, to admit his weaknesses, but then to find somebody who he can trust who has all that covered, I mean, and plus more, because you've got all that plus. It's pretty cool.
Right. So, yeah, so it makes it fun. It's great working with those guys with Amazing Freedom. We try to basically show what we do in our own businesses to the community, right? So we think that's important, and it's been a lot of fun. And yeah, like you said, things have gone well. So my whole reason for leaving, I think in the last time we talked, episode 72, I think I said that the reason was because I saw really the great opportunity that we have with e-commerce, with running our own businesses, the type of opportunity that just you're never going to get in the corporate world, right? It's not going to be the same.
And is it just money that drives you? Because you were in the financial service, you could have made probably this much money, if not more. Was that what drives you? Or what was it that you saw that was really the thing that you were so attracted to?
Yeah, freedom. Really, yeah, that's all it comes down to.
Hence the word amazing freedom. No, I agree right. with you. I mean, because at that point, you were dating a young lady, right? Yeah, I don't think you were married at that point.
I think we had gotten married last episode, and we were actually pregnant. And so since that time, we've had our beautiful little daughter as well. So that's been a major change since last time I was on the show as well, as I had a daughter. That in itself kind of changes your whole world.
Well, it does. But you know, here's the thing though, Nate, you're able to be a part of it. You know, that's a generational thing, because I have a son who's about your age, and it amazes me how much more involved that he is than I was. And mine was a career. I was like your dad, right? I mean, I had this corporate career and I was traveling everywhere and my wife stayed home and handled the house. You're able to be a much more active part. And mine's a regret. You know, I think to myself, man, I get envious when I see what you're doing or my son's doing, because I wish I could have that time back to do that. And you're in that position, but it was thought out. And that's where I admire you. And I think your generation, I think you guys realize much more than us, much more than your father, right? I mean, you know, to be fair, he's very successful. He's done great. But it's still, you're in knee deep, sometimes too deep, right?
Right. And yeah, and I'll talk about that a little bit. My dad is an upper executive at a big company. And yeah, growing up, he, you know, did travel. I think sometimes he would stay 70 to 100 nights in a hotel for the year, you know, so that's like a pretty good amount of travel. So not that he wasn't home at all or anything, but he did definitely work.
And he had to have missed things just because of timing, right? I mean, there's always a birthday. You miss things.
Right. Yep. It just happens inevitably when you're traveling that much, to going to China and Germany and, you know, all over, that you're going to miss some things. So definitely kind of saw that a little bit growing up. I had decided early on that I didn't want that to be the same way. I'm okay traveling, going to conferences and stuff, but it's different, you know, kind of I get to choose it when I want to go and when I don't.
Yeah, and you could cut a day off. I mean, sometimes it's funny, you know, if we're all going to the same place, it's like one gets here 2 days early and somebody else is leaving almost immediately. You guys go up on stage and you're immediately off or whatever because you have an event, but you choose that. That's what's awesome.
Right. Coming up here soon, we're going to be heading to Vegas. I know. I think you're going there as well, Steve. And I'm actually leaving a little bit earlier than like Andy and Leron are, because just want to get home. My nephew has a birthday come like around then. So that's the kind of thing that I feel like I have a little bit more freedom, flexibility to choose that. I actually want to tell you about a story, or not a story, but something I was able to do with my wife and our daughter, Isabella, in April of this year. We were able to, because of, you know, really because of private label, I'll contribute a lot of it to that, the ability to automate a lot of the parts of my Amazon selling business, was able to actually go and spend a month in Florida. Right at Easter time, we headed down there and spent just short of a month in Florida.
As a family, though. I mean, dude, as a family.
Something I never would have dreamed of before. When I was working at my old job, actually, like when I first started, I had like a week vacation time, you know, that was just starting. It was going to bump up to 2 weeks, kind of like the standard. But I remember that first year I was working there, I was like, man, I can't do anything right now. Right. I can't even leave to, I actually spent that week vacation on my honeymoon, and that was basically all I had. And so I was very limited in the amount of travel I could do, or just the freedom to be able to, if I wanted to. Right. And so, that's why, I think I started planning it at the end of 2015, actually. And I, you know, I was talking to my wife and I was like, why not? Like, what? You know, I started thinking about it. And I was like, I started looking at going to Florida. My wife loves Florida. She grew up going down there, every year. And I started looking at like a week, staying in a condo for a week down there. And I was looking, and I was like staying, you know, looking at places for a week, looking around. And then I was kind of just to my wife, I was like, you know, why am I looking for a week? Why don't we stay a whole month? Why not? You know, I can do some work from my computer, my laptop. I can, you know, spend some time in the morning, spend some time at night. We can go to the beach during the day. Why limit ourselves to a week? So I decided to look, and actually when you start to rent for a whole month, it almost, you know, they reduce the cost for you with stuff.
Enormously. You know, yeah.
Yeah. So it actually ends up not being that much more expensive to stay. And it's not even about the money though. It's about the freedom, right? I'm spending a whole month in Florida while, you know, most people with jobs my age and stuff are kind of, you know, working their butts off all April through May, right? So I thought that was really cool. My wife enjoyed it.
That's a question I have for you. Did she, I mean, that takes a very understanding spouse, right? A real true relationship, real true communication. But does she, I mean, was that like the point where she said, he's made it? I mean, have you gotten to that place where she's like, wow, I can't believe we're so fortunate to have this. My husband has figured it out.
I think as soon as I, you know, started doing the Amazon stuff full time, she's always been really supportive of it. That was definitely a big bonus though, because she loves Florida so much.
I mean,
much,
it's so. Just got to be so like, I mean, even her friends, I mean, let alone your friends, I'm going to ask you about your friends, what they think, but her friends have got to be like, what the hell does your husband do? It's got to be, because I'm assuming, this is my assumption, generally, her friends, you know, similar age as you, they're home watching their kids or whatever, or maybe working and have their kids in daycare, and their husbands are working, trying to kill it and bring it home, right? Working, kind of similar to what you're describing. They only get very limited vacation. And here, her husband is like, hey, let's go for a month to a place that you love so I can spend quality time with the person I love the most and my kid. It's unheard of, dude.
You know, Steve, I think it's almost like a whole different world. So I try not to get caught up with, you know, what everyone else is thinking. But I think it's a whole different world where people who aren't in this Amazon business or, you know, entrepreneurship, for the most part, I think it's hard for them to even comprehend it or like understand it just because it is so different. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they do see this stuff like that and they think, wow, this is so cool. And on the other side of it, a lot of times they don't see you know, a lot of the hard work that goes into it.
The midnight calls to China, right?
Right. This is something I'll mention real quick. You know this, Steve. I've kind of shifted my schedule. This goes along with the freedom. I'm kind of a night owl by nature. You know this from when we go places.
Well, here's a true story. First off, he's up late. I'm going to bed. Well, I'm getting up in the morning. Most of the time he's coming in, or it happens in the morning that time. I'm just coming, getting on my computer, and you're getting off, you and Leron. And I'm always like, you guys are crazy.
Right. I've been staying up till 5 a.m. lately. Oh. So I think that's after you get up.
Yep.
And the reason why it sounds silly, I know, but I kind of like it. It's freedom. I get a lot of quiet time between that like midnight and 5 a.m. when my baby is sleeping and all that, you know, so you get a little bit of quiet time. Like I said, I'm kind of a night owl. And then I also have been working with a lot of virtual assistants lately. So a lot of them are on Philippine time, 12 hours ahead of me. So it's kind of their daytime. That makes it easier to communicate with many of them. And yeah, I just like it. I like to be able to, and then I sleep till 10 or 11 in the morning or whatever. And so, I enjoy the freedom to be able to do that. It sounds silly again. I always tell my family that, and they're always like, you know, I say I don't get up till 11. They're always like, oh, wow, just sleep the day.
What a cushy job.
I don't get to bed till 5.
Yeah. But you know what, though? As I sit back and think about it, Nate, it's the perfect world for having a young child, right? So you could be there if she fusses in the middle of the night. You're able to help handle some of that, right? So that lets your wife get a good night's sleep. And then again, you know, it's designed that way. So I'm assuming during the day when you do wake up, you can functionally do whatever you want, you know, for the family or what have you, or for the business. That's a great, but again, it's designed that way. And that wouldn't work for me because I'm not a night owl. I'm a morning person. So for me, it would be the opposite. But that's what makes your partnership with Andy and Leron work so well. Leron's more like you, where Andy is not. Andy's got to get his sleep, man. He is down. But during the day, he's around. I love it. You know, you mentioned the number of VAs. You know, well, you mentioned that you're working with some VAs. Would you care to mention how many are you up to now?
Yeah, sure. So I actually just did a webinar in Gay Lisby's group. I'm trying to remember. I think you've interviewed Gay Lisby before.
Not maybe yet. No, it's coming. Okay. She's on coming up.
Awesome lady, runs a really great business, Amazon business. She has actually started a group this year. Related to helping people start arbitrage and, you know, working their way towards wholesale and private labels. But I did a webinar in our group just Tuesday night about VAs hiring virtual assistants, a whole webinar. It was really good. And so we are actually up to, and sometimes I lose track, but we are about 25 VAs hired right now.
Now think about that. 25 people, that's more than a lot of companies have in staff, you know, small businesses for sure. To manage that, it's like, you know, spinning plates, I describe it, you know, you just can't do it alone, right? Is that, you know, thinking about back, because you had some VA help when you were, even before you went in Andy's company, what do you think one person can reasonably handle, even with a head VA, if you want to call it that? What's a reasonable number?
The number of VAs that they can manage, is that
what
you're asking?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
3 or 4?
I pretty much manage a majority of those ones that I've hired, and I've hired over 35 in the past year.
Yeah, but you have other people working on other parts of the business. If you were doing it with yourself and just trying to handle all of the business, what do you think?
It definitely gets kind of tricky after 3 or 4. You need systems in place to make it easier. You need some kind of communication and management systems in place. So that's all kind of the stuff I talked about in this recent webinar, actually, because, yeah, definitely – just the hiring process alone and trying to find new people, it becomes a challenge once you kind of get past that. Yeah, I'd say 3 to 5 number.
Three to five. As a company of 4 people, right, because you have Deanna in there now, you're able to have, you know, the best of everything. And I'm sure it's not easy. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's a massive undertaking. But that's, you've been able to scale. And that's the value of partnering up. I guess that's where I was going with it, is that allows you to focus on developing that. And now it's Deanna's helping you manage that. Yet the other pieces, Andy or Leron can help, right? I mean, to me, that's the value of partnering up. And it's not easy, though. I'm sure it's not, you know, it's like a marriage, right? You got to work at that partnership, right? That relationship stuff is serious.
Definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely helps to be able to feed off people's strengths and, you know, you cover their weaknesses, like you said. So definitely makes it's a big help. And you know, where one of us falls, the other one tries to pick it up. And, that goes to a lot of, you know, the community, the Amazing Freedom community. When we try to communicate, as you know, Leron is, a master at answering questions really quickly when it comes
lightning fast.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. People, you know, call, you know, ask him if he ever sleeps and all that, because he answers questions within like 5 minutes. So
he's Dracula. He is Dracula.
So that's something that's really cool, like about our inner circle community. That's, you know, a private group that we have only for our course members. That Leron really does a great job at that. So that's the kind of stuff. And then within our own Amazon businesses, it kind of works the same way. For the most part, we keep those separate. So people listening might have a question about that. Do we tie everything together, the three of us? And now, as you mentioned, Andy Slammons, his wife, Deanna, my aunt, has been on board with us as well. But yeah, we do keep our Amazon businesses separate for the most part. Those guys wholesale some of their private label products to each other, to me and stuff. Kind of its own topic that we could talk about if you want. But really, we keep those separate. But at the same time, we're always bouncing ideas off each other. Right. Liran's always learning something new. And so while we do run those separately as far as books go, a lot of times it feels like you're able to feed off the energy. And I know for a lot of people you've had on your show, Steve, I've listened to it, have their own forms of masterminds or small groups. They have a Facebook chat constantly going. That's how the three of us are, you know. And so a lot of people do this. They might not always consider it a partnership in its entirety, but really when you get down to it and you have a close-knit mastermind or an unofficial mastermind, it's really kind of the same thing where you're just constantly bouncing ideas off each other.
Well, they want you to, your success is their success, right? If Liran learns of a new technique and it works on his particular product and he's able to share it with you, you're able to take advantage of it, right? And vice versa, those best practices. Hey, I found a new blah, and I'm sure you've done that. You found a new piece, you're a software guy. You found a new piece of software that can do this. Boom, they can roll it out into their businesses instantly. And to be honest with you, and this is not blowing smoke, this is the truth, you guys always share it within your group. You always do it. I see it every single time. Hey, new news, most of them come from Liran. There's a new technique to do X, or here's a new piece of software to do Y. And you guys roll it out to everybody. You don't keep it to yourself. And that's not blowing smoke. That's the truth.
Right. Yeah. And I'm fine bragging on Liran.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He's probably the smartest Amazon seller I've ever met. He's constantly trying to learn new things. So you'll see him in like tons of different Facebook groups. You'll see him at tons of different conferences. Wherever you go, he's kind of in the middle of it because he'll say this to you that he's made it a mission of his to the whole lifelong learning thing. Right. So he's trying to
personal
learn something
enrichment,
new every single day.
Everything right. About it. We call him Yoda. I labeled him Yoda. He looks a little similar to Yoda, but boy, he is as smart as Yoda. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's funny, but it's true. I mean, he just learns and applies. I think that's the thing. Not only does he read something, he can actually apply it. And I think that's a real power, superpower if you had one.
Right. And him similarly, I know today he's leaving actually as we record this, Steve, he's leaving on a 9-day cruise. So that same thing where, you know, he's set up his business. I know you've interviewed him before, but he comes from the arbitrage, starting with arbitrage like I did, has moved his business to PL, planning to do 2 million this year. And because of that, those systems that he's automated and put in place, he's able to, you know, take that time off. So pretty cool. We're proud of him. We're definitely glad that he came on board with us. And I don't know if you've ever talked about this, but the way that we met Liran is he actually took the private label course. So he actually took Andy's course beginning of 2016, I believe, or maybe it was 2015. But then in 2016, him and Andy got talking at a conference after he had taken Andy's course. And so that's kind of how it all started. And there's actually a lot of relationships that Andy's built from his course. And so a lot of people, you know, ask Andy why he teaches a course, even though he runs a really successful private label business as well. And I don't know if you saw his numbers that he put up in the group recently, but he's rocking his Amazon business for sure.
It's crazy.
But he, you know, a lot of people ask, like, why, you know, why do you run this course as well? You know, one of the biggest reasons is what I just mentioned. You know, through the relationships that Andy and myself have built, just through being able to reciprocate the information we've learned to other people, has been, you know, tremendous in our own business growth because of the relationships we've built and networking. And so being able to meet people like Liran because we had a course was a huge benefit of it in and of itself, besides just all the people that we've been able to help through it as well. So that's kind of an answer to a question that I know a lot of people I see through the groups and stuff, and meeting people like Liran, being able to hang out with people that are in our inner circle at a conference, wherever it is across the country. That's a huge benefit.
You know, it's a great segue because I want to take a break, but there right now your course is closed. And so you can't join the inner circle unless there is one way to join the inner circle. And we're going to talk about it right after break. Be right back. All right. Just want to add two other sponsors that I'm using, which I use. If you're a domain buyer like me, I buy domains. I just love them. And I buy them. If I see a brand, I want that domain in my head. I want to make sure that that's available because I'm thinking, hey, if somebody's searching for my product, they're going to need a domain. I buy them from GoDaddy. I have way too many. I am a domain hoarder, as Chris Green would call it. However, I buy them because it's such a cheap investment. I think they're like $12. But what's cool is if you go to trygodaddy.com/momentum, you'll save 30% off of that. Hey, 30% off 12 bucks, not a bad deal. It's a great service. I use them for all my stuff. It's just so easy. So trygodaddy.com/momentum. And second one I want to talk about is, as people are starting to build out brands, I was talking with Karen Locker, and she's helping build out Shopify stores now. Well, guess what comes along with that? You need a customer service solution, and you got to start thinking about that stuff, right? So we're all used to using Amazon because that's what we pay them to do. Well, guess what? If you use eBay or use Walmart, even worse, they don't have a customer service option yet. So you need your own. And so using Grasshopper, which is a virtual phone service, it's just such a great system. It's so easy. Imagine keeping the same phone you have, just adding an app. And then somebody calls and they press 1 for sales and 2 for customer service. You could forward those numbers all different places, voicemails, all the kind of stuff you would think. But you're professional, and that will carry forward with you. And you want to think about that when you're building out a brand. If you're going to sell something, there's a value, right? So try grasshopper.com and save 50 bucks off the service. So it's trygrasshopper.com/momentum. Use that code momentum and you'll save 50 bucks. Let's get back into the podcast. In this segment, we're going to talk a lot about Andy's retreat in Orlando that comes from Amazing Freedom, which is Andy and Nate and Leron. It's their group. But, you know, I love the way he describes, you know, he's just so well thought out, you know, he's just so smart about the analytical approach to why something like this makes sense. But it might not make sense for you. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, I'm missing out. If you're not ready, then you're not ready. You know, miss a lot of money, but it's going to be a big jumpstart. Invest in yourself. You got to keep learning, and that continuous learning is so important. And this is a great way to do it in a very true, intimate setting with like-minded people who really have an investment in your success. So let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with Nathan Slammons. You know, Nate, I was thinking about this too. You're a couple of years older, but in e-commerce years, I mean, they're like dog years. They really are. I mean, because it's evolving so quickly. Even when you started until now, private label, think about the differences. I mean, they just change every single day. Think of the services. You know, we were hanging out in Colorado and Casey Goss was there talking about viral launch. Now, you know, I saw a story the other day. He's hiring 250 more people as his business just explodes and they're representing large brands. I mean, isn't it crazy how fast in 2 years this business has evolved?
Oh, definitely. And I think that's a good illustration of the dog years thing, because it does move so quickly. Since last time we talked, it doesn't even feel like the same business always, you know.
I agree. Almost. Yeah.
I mean, things just move so quickly. The Facebook community moves quickly. The e-commerce Amazon world moves quickly. And so it definitely seems like a whole new game. But at the same time, it's still the same in a lot of aspects. We still are extremely bullish about e-commerce. We say all the time, if you're in the Amazing Freedom community, you'll hear Andy talk about this, that we feel like we're still at the just
infancy.
The beginning.
It is the infancy.
Just at the infancy.
It is.
And you know, and that's one of the reasons I think in the last time we spoke on the show that one of the reasons I gave for leaving my job was that I truly felt like we were at the infancy, and that, you know, this is something that I could make an entire career, if you want to even call it that. I almost don't even consider this a career, but if you want to, just for positive reasons, but if you want to consider that, you know, it's something that, you know, who knows where this will take us over the next 20, 30 years. And it does move quickly. So I do feel like I'm kind of on my toes a lot of times, you know, as things change, but I personally like that. It keeps things interesting for me. And while things change, they also stay the same. Like I said, we're still extremely bullish about it. Now that means you also need to be informed and knowledgeable about the changes, things that maybe are a little bit more challenging than they were even just a year and a half ago. But doesn't mean that there's no opportunity there. It just means that you have to be smart about how
you
approach
pivot.
It.
I just interviewed somebody and they used the word pivot, and I love that, because you do have to pivot, but that's the way the world is. Here, Gary Vee calls it the second industrial revolution, and I think he's absolutely right. And what's so cool is we get to be part of it. You know, here you are, a 20-something-year-old, and here I am, a 50-something-year-old, able to participate in it. To me, that's what's so exciting. And, you know, to be honest with you, if you weren't participating, if you were back in your other place, what evolves in that world, right? Oh, a new fund came in the market or a new investment opportunity. You know what I mean? It's slow. It's done the same way. It's been done the same way for that long. That's the way we do it, Nate. This is the way it's done.
Very regulated.
Yeah.
And slow.
Yeah. And so
right? Yeah, it's
this evolution definitely is very healthy. And I think that we're very fortunate to be able to make a very, very, very good living. And you know, that's the other thing is you are only the limit of the effort you put into it. So why is Leron going to sell $2 million this year? Because he works at it, right? But you know, there are some other people I've interviewed. I interviewed one lady who was doing $70,000 or $80,000, yet the net was so great for her that replaced enough lifestyle for her. That's what she wanted. And it's like, that's awesome. Because that works for her, for what she wants. And yet Leron or, you know, even Sam Cohen, these guys were selling $20 million. That's what they want. It's kind of cool that you can kind of pick and choose what you want. I mean, I think we're lucky. I know Andy uses that term all the time. We are very, very lucky to be in this world.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like you mentioned just a few minutes ago, things are moving quickly. A lot of services are coming around. Oh, we ourselves actually have been starting to provide a decent amount of services to our community, our inner circle. We have an image service that we basically take plain images and we, you know, enhance them and listing
lifestyle
stuff.
Right. You want to show images, because if you're selling, you know, let's just say you're selling a coffee cup, right? And you want to see coffee in it. You want to see tea in it. You want to see them drinking it at the table or on the beach, right? And those kind of things help sell the product, right? That's really important.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I think a lot of people sell short how important images are for an Amazon listing. Mm-hmm. No matter what type of product you're selling, even if it's arbitrage, it's funny. A lot of times when it's arbitrage, you just list on an existing listing. And it's funny how well some of them still sell because it's a brand name product or whatever. But a lot of the arbitrage listings you go on are horrible. And I just always think to myself, how much better would these products do if there was a good listing here? It's not as important as wholesale or private label because, again, it's branded products, but it always just makes me think, you know, how important images are. We say often that you have less than probably 1 to 2 seconds, especially now as mobile becomes more and more prevalent in people's search. You have maybe 1 or 2 seconds to catch a customer's attention with that main image. And then once they get to the listing to convert that customer or that shopper into a buyer, you have just a few seconds, and images are definitely one of the biggest ways to capitalize on that and to increase your conversion rate. So that's why we did that. And the main reason we started this was because we had a need in our own businesses.
Right.
So as private label sellers, every time we bring a new product to the marketplace or a new variation or SKU even, we need to create awesome images. And they're, you know, just even so much more important as far as private label goes, where your brand isn't as well known as, you know, as a brand name product, a traditional sense. And so super important, our own business. We had a huge need for it, and we were paying big bucks for it, basically, to get our own products, photography done. And so that's kind of why we got into this. We often say that we don't think this replaces professional photography. We still think that's super important.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good, cheap, fast alternative.
Supplement.
Basically.
Well, it's a supplement. I mean, I think you're taking some really good pictures and you're enhancing them. I think it's a perspective issue. To me, you're giving that person, oh yeah, I could see my, that's what I would do with it. I'd be sitting at the beach with it and blah, blah, blah with my coffee cup or whatever. So I think that's a big perspective.
Exactly. And lifestyle is the word that we always use with it. You take, like you mentioned, a plain, boring image and then throw it into a lifestyle setting where it helps the customer get like more emotionally attached to it. They see how it's used and the benefits. So that's basically what it is.
Features and really benefits. It's features and benefits. Seeing that picture gives you that perspective.
Exactly. A lot of people get confused too about what you can do with the secondary images, not the main image, but you can actually add lifestyle and text to your secondary images. It's really just that main first image that Amazon puts a lot of TOS guidelines on, but the secondary images can be much more flexible. So that's just one of the things that we've done that's been pretty cool that Deanna's come on and helped us with. Primarily, she's actually almost done all that herself, so it doesn't even take away from our businesses because she's actually running most of that. But it's a helpful thing that, you know, just one of the things that we think is a service that we can provide to our community. that's valuable and that we see as something that's going to be helpful going forward.
No question. Well, that's another good segue into what I want to talk about. So I led up to the commercial saying that, you know, mentioning that there's a way to get in your group because right now it's closed. The course only gets offered once a year. It was already done for this year, so it's not going to be offered, but they can join the retreat that I mentioned in the pre-show sponsorship. And so I always qualify this. Andy does pay me as a sponsor, so I don't want to mislead anybody, right? However, I participate. I'm such a believer in these things. So I got to see, last time, when were we together? We were in Breckenridge. Was that this year or last year? Oh my God.
That was last year and this year.
Year, but it was snow. That's right. It was the snow that threw me because we got 21 inches of snow. So we were in Breckenridge, Colorado for a retreat, and it was incredible. And I still tell this story because Andy, Leron, and I went to the show in Vegas. We left that event. You went home, and we went to Vegas to a licensing show. That's where we went. And by the time we got home, there were four or five or six people who already got their product samples from China delivered. I saw the pictures on that Wednesday morning. I'm like, oh my God, the truth is I did not unpack my suitcase yet, and people were already getting products back. And that's the second retreat. This is the third one that's upcoming in Orlando. And it's Orlando because the other house wasn't available in Breckenridge. But this place is stunning. It's 14 bedrooms. It's got everything you'll ever need, private chef and everything. So when somebody gets there, so they're responsible to fly there and get to the place, right? What do they have to think about from that moment forward?
Private label and Amazon is all they have
period,
to think about.
Right? I mean, it's the truth.
Right, and networking and having fun, really. And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but the past two retreats, you give me your opinion, but for me, they were some of the most fun weekends I've ever had, honestly.
Well, because, and I tell this story, this is the truth. These relationships are real. When you can look somebody in the eye, and when you have to look somebody in the eye, and you guys are charging for this service, it's not cheap. You have a personal responsibility to help them be successful, right? You take that very, very serious, yet you realize that they have kids and you realize that they're married and they have a life and this and that. So it changes that from just a transaction to a relationship. And that's why you get that service. Now they can be like, hey, I hung out with Nate. I'm comfortable talking with Nate. You know, we had a coffee in the morning or bacon in the morning, you evil people eating meat. But you know, that part of it is the next level. That's the part that you can take a course and get, you know, hey, you know, read this material and come back and do your thing. Or you can get that relationship. Now, it's not cheap, but that intense. The other thing I tell the story, this is true too, is I love the exercises where, you know, you had to pick out products because I still believe the art of finding good, successful private label products is knowing when one's not going to be a successful product because you got to weed away, you know, 99.999%. And if you know how to do that, that gem just shows and shines. And you guys do exercises that help you teach that. And what's cool is if you're in the group or somebody else in the group, it's like, why isn't that good? Oh, because of this. Oh, that's when my horizons got expanded. I'm like, oh my God, now I get it. That's when I learned the most, I would say.
Right. And I do want to say, you know, you said that this is not for everybody. And right. We totally get that. Yep. And we never want to try to make it seem like we're trying to say this is for everybody. It's definitely something that you have to look at in your own business. Say, is this right for me at this point? May or may not be. So we definitely want to make that clear that we're not trying to say that we think everybody should do this and it's the only way to be successful. Definitely not the case. But for some people, and as you saw at the last retreat, you talked to everybody that was there. For many of those people, it was almost like a business changing event for them.
Yeah, life's. The success that I'm watching these people have, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be more successful than you guys. I mean, do you believe that? I mean, you're seeing some people.
Oh, definitely. There are some members there who are just going to crush it.
They get it
as far as private.
It's
label.
Like,
yeah.
It's like I always say this. You know, one of the golfers. If they weren't exposed to that sport, they would have never been, you know, as successful, right? They might have never found it. In that world, for whatever reason, they just shine. And it's like this light goes on and you're not stopping them. And it's like, whoa, you can see it.
Right. And I do want to say a couple of things that just make this, you know, so much better than just being able to communicate over Facebook or even at a conference, which is great. But this is just so much levels above that. And, you know, one of the things that we think is really cool that we do there is Andy actually exposes himself and his account by
one of his accounts. He has two accounts, so he exposes one of his accounts.
His main account, though, that he sells his main products out of and everything. So he actually kind of, you know, and that's what you can do when you get to an event like this. You meet people, you shake their hands. There's like a level of trust that's established there, right?
There's an intimacy.
Yeah. And so you become friends, really, too. Like, we're friends with the people that at a different level than a lot of times you can just on Facebook. So Andy basically lays it out there. There's not too many people willing to do that run a big private label business because it's, you know, you kind of make yourself vulnerable. And, you know, for competition reasons, most people don't like to do that. But Andy does this on the retreat. We sit down with people one on one, like you said, go through possibly why a product may or may not work and spend hours each day helping people find potential products. So,
but you vet them. Really cool. That's the other thing different. And I think in this course than most of the others, you actually help vet that product and say, you know what? Yes, Steve, that's a great idea. But here's why we don't think you'll be successful because of these five. And then it's like, oh, okay. Next time I come with another product, which is hopefully 10 minutes later. Oh, now, you know, it gets rid of those things because you taught me how, you know. And the other thing I think is cool too is that you each have different strengths. I mean, Leron's the Yoda when it comes to the details on this and that, but Andy's got that emotional, you know, he's such an emotional guy and you're more analytical. So it's like all three of you bring something different and people get to spend personal time with each one of you, which is awesome.
Right. And let's talk about what you mentioned there, the evaluation. That's actually something that we provide to anyone that's in our inner circle. Will evaluate their products to tell them whether it's good or not. And I just want to, you know, I just want to say that as far as private label goes, anyone that's considering private label, doesn't matter if you've taken our course or not, but if you're considering private label or it's something you currently do, you definitely do have to be careful. One of the members that you met, Steve, at our last retreat had done private label in the past and basically
spent a lot of money for courses.
Right. Spent a lot of money in courses and on inventory that for a failed product, like $10,000. And so if you're not careful with not just private label, any kind of selling online, you can get burned. It's just how, you know, it's how it goes. And like you mentioned, things change quickly. So if you're using old methods or outdated methods, it can be a challenge. And so that's one of the things that we're kind of proud about we're able to do is with our community with, you know, a couple hundred people is basically allow them to send us products that we can evaluate for them that we think is a big benefit to be able to say, you know, give our feedback, couple years experience and, you know, doing this for a little bit. But anyone that's kind of thinking about private label getting into this, I would just say, you know, as far as any selling on Amazon goes, you know, your buy is really where you make the money a lot of times. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful on that evaluation and vetting process. People getting the private label, it can be intimidating a lot of times for many people getting into it. There's definitely still huge opportunity, but you do have to be careful not to go after those products that are too saturated. If you listen to other podcasts or other people out there, you might hear kind of this mantra of private label of find stuff that's small and light and fits in a shoebox, all this thing you might hear from other people out there. And we would kind of caution you against that kind of groupthink mentality that is
that's a low barrier to entry. So therefore lots of people are going to do it. Right. How do you differentiate yourself? Right.
Right. And I kind of feel like I take this time to almost caution people that we kind of feel like that can be a pitfall for people who are getting into this. So I just want to caution people because private label is such an awesome opportunity, but I don't want people to have their experience soured by some of this stuff that can make it, you know, a challenge. So I wanted to get that out there because there is a ton of opportunity with private label, with building, and it's not just private label, it's building your own brand, right? And that's what we try to focus on a lot.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for a second because as we talk about the business is evolving, well, Walmart wasn't allowing third-party sellers a year ago, you know, not really, maybe a teeny little bit, right? Now, all of a sudden, that's become a viable market for people. Well, if you have a private label product, you can bring it to the Walmart marketplace. You can bring it to Jet marketplace if that's still there. But you have other opportunities and your own Shopify or, you know, big commerce store. And now with Facebook marketing, I mean, that just changes the game even more, you know, and Instagram marketing, the whole world is kind of, you know, it's exploding, yet it's getting closer to, they're connecting. Maybe that's the best way to describe it. Doesn't it feel like they're all starting to connect? You can run a Shopify store and have that hook to Amazon. Well, now, coming soon, it actually links to eBay, Shopify, right? And so, and then all of a sudden you can connect that to Walmart and you can use fulfillment from one and you can do some, you know what I mean? It's like, but if you have a brand, that's so critical. Otherwise, you have to go out and create your own stuff. Can you imagine doing a brick and mortar and putting that brand out there and doing all the way they used to launch things? It's so, again, that opportunity is today. You know, do you think, I mean, this is a fair question. Think about the group that was at the last retreat. Do you think any of them would have been strong enough? And this isn't a criticism, but it's real, because I consider myself in that group, to be able to create a brand, create a brick and mortar business, get it mass marketed, open up 25 stores, right? I mean, whatever it would take to bring a brand out into the world in the old days. I don't think so, right? I don't think any of them were outliers enough to be able to do that. Is that fair?
Maybe one, maybe yeah. Two.
But it's not a criticism. Part, I don't want to say that. But I mean, yeah. You get what I'm saying is that the amount of work it would take, not that they didn't have the capacity, but yet they come in this world and they're going to probably sell more than you guys. And it's like, oh my goodness, because they were exposed to it. So this is, the retreat's what, 3 days?
It is, yeah. It starts on October 6th, Friday. Kind of kicks off with dinner that day. Like you said, in Orlando, so that's where people are going to be flying into. And then it concludes Monday morning. So Saturday and Sunday, Friday night, we're doing stuff and we're networking. We're really trying to, you know, everyone get to know each other, have a great time in this beautiful home, like you said. And then Saturday and Sunday are really pretty intense sessions. And we'll be upfront about that. They're intense sessions. This is a learning retreat. It's not just a go and have fun, because we don't think that's, you know, the most important part of our business. We're running businesses here, right? So it is a learning, pretty intensive retreat where, you know, Steve, we spend some long days. It can get, you know, a little bit tiring by the end, but that's okay, because we think it's worth it. And we actually record the sessions too and everything. But we do spend that time. And then after that, Steve, right? After the session is actually done, the whole rest of the night, we're still talking Amazon. We all
nonstop
love it,
so until right, 2 or 3 in the morning, some case. And I'm an old man. You longer. Guys keep me up.
Right. If not longer, we'll Steve's tired. He's drooping at 9 o'clock, but we keep him up till at least midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. And we're going till 3 or 4. And then we get up in the morning and at breakfast, we talk Amazon. So it's a whole weekend of networking. And something else I want to mention, there's a lot of partnerships. And
yeah, there were people that actually partnered on products. And it's like, because I think they're a little intimidated or they didn't have the capital, right? So they were able to put up a little bit less capital knowing that they're going to have to share the buy box. But okay. You know, that's not a bad business model, right? I mean, that's a really strong, and it doesn't end there. I mean, I think that's the other thing you got to say is this is a way that they get into the inner circle, right?
Yeah, you actually, instead of the normal like 3 months you get when you sign up for the course, you get a whole year in the inner circle. We actually add you to a private group that's just for that retreat and the members in that retreat that you'll have, you know, unlimited access to. And to be honest, people that come to our retreat are kind of get our first attention a lot of times. So
yeah,
we
it's
message
family.
With. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we message with people from the last retreat all the time. Some of them are almost daily messages we have with people, typically on Facebook, just because that's easiest for everybody. And so it is a little bit different. Our time, we only have so much time to spend with everybody. So we kind of have to prioritize it sometimes. And retreat members do get that kind of priority just because, you know, again, we've hung out for a whole weekend. We've become friends. And so that's the reality of it.
And everybody's going to get stuck. Everybody gets it. You get stuck, right? So that's when you reach out to Leron, right? And so having that relationship and knowing that I have, that you have my back really means something, man. It's exciting. I can't wait. Again, you know, and I'll tout the other side of it. There's 14 bedrooms in this place, private pool. It's in a private gated community where when you get there a little early, which I would suggest, you can go hang out one of the 7 pools. There's all these kind of restaurants in the resort. And then the event itself, it's right outside of Orlando. It's not too far from the airport. I think it's about a half an hour or something like that. I think I saw. But then you're in there and you don't have to leave because everything's taken care of. There's a chef on site who's going to be there all weekend to make sure that every meal, all your attention is what you need. If you have special dietary restrictions, just let us know. That'll be taken care of too. And then you get to basically, you know, take an advantage of, I was thinking about, I don't want to say her name, but one of the members was up until 2 or 3 in the morning sourcing product. And yet she's killing it because she put that effort in. She didn't just go and just go to bed at 9 o'clock like me, who wants to, right? She actually put the extra effort in, took advantage of her time there, maximized her time away from family so she could focus. And I think that was very key to, and it's quite frankly one of the reasons she's having so much success. And she was one of those ones who got the stuff back like immediately. I'm like, wow, just right, amazing.
And what it came down to for her was she had never done private label before. She was intimidated by the Alibaba, which if you're not familiar with that, is just a way to connect with manufacturers to make a private label product. But she had never been to the website before. And so we were actually able to sit down with her, help her as she started a chat with a Chinese representative, right? It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. The last night she was chatting away with him. Andy was sitting right next to her.
Was kind of leaning over the shoulder like, wait, you're actually having a conversation right now? Yeah. And then the intimidation factor went down. It's like, wait a second. If Steve could do it, well, then I can do it. Right? I mean, that's just using me as an example. But it's like, oh, that's all there is. It sounds so like fancy and, you know, but it's really not, right?
Right. And by the end of that night, I think there were several people, like we said, three, four people would order samples. And so that was definitely really cool to see. Like you said, she got her samples within like 5 days. And it's cool. You can get samples from China express air in 5 days, 5 to 7 days. And so since then, she's had a product. She's working on coming in. That's the type of stuff that we love to see come out of the retreat. The kind of stuff that you can do when you're sitting down with people who have been through this process. And so, yeah, we're really happy about it. We're excited for Orlando coming up, a new scene. It's going to be a great time. The weather should be really good in October being down there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be toasty. The realtor who handled the house said it's going to be warm, which is great. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, assuming that there's no, you know, whatever particular weather, but generally speaking, that time of year is warm. And so, you know, you get to, one of the other cool things is there's a balcony, there's a pool, there's all that stuff at the house itself too. So you can kind of get away by yourself too. I think that that's important too, because you might want to be able to go back and reflect on what you learned and having that ability to kind of pull out by yourself or just get a private conversation going with somebody else is also very cool. All right. So somebody's interested in finding out more information. I already said that they can private message me and I'll get the message, the information to them. What's the best way to find out about this?
Yeah, so I mean, sending you a PM is probably an easy way for most of your listeners. They can also go to amazingfreedom.com/retreat, and they can see more of the details, kind of what's involved, the price, and all that.
Yeah, this is not meant for somebody brand new starting out in Amazon. My advice is, and this is Steve talking, not Nate, but you know, if you're brand new, never sold a thing, I would be very hesitant because there's a lot to learn. I think that one of the reasons the last group was so successful is they were experienced sellers, right? I mean, they really kind of had a pretty good handle on what they were doing, and they just flew with it. And so, you know, my suggestion is, you know, make sure that you have the money, make sure you have the money to buy inventory, because that's important, right? That was Andy's always advice, like, look, you got to make sure you have money for inventory. What's the recommended amount that you say?
Yeah, and I will say real quick before that while experience is helpful, it doesn't have to be private label experience.
Oh yeah, no. I meant just knowing how to sign into, signing into Amazon. That's what I meant. Yeah, you got to know how to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, most of our last attendees had never actually sold any private label products, and it's great for that. We go through the basics from just starting with private label to being an expert. But as far as the recommended inventory amount, yeah, don't spend your last dollar on attending the retreat and have no money for inventory. Yeah. That doesn't make sense, right?
So go watch YouTube videos. That's my advice there, right?
Join the Amazing Freedom Facebook group. Follow us. We have a show each week and everything. So yeah, that's definitely where you want to start. But as far as amount of inventory, typically, and this is a tough question because we get it all the time and we always say it depends, but I'll give a typical range. $2,000 to $5,000 dollars for inventory is kind of the starting recommended private label capital. If you can do more, better, right? And that kind of goes for any selling model. The more money you have, the better. But $2,000 to $5,000 is kind of a bottom amount that we recommend, because it's not just, and you shouldn't spend every dollar you have on inventory.
No. You got to pay for photos. You got to pay for lifestyle photos, right? You got all these other fees. Marketing,
marketing stuff. So there's definitely more involved than just that, but $2,000 to $5,000 is kind of the recommended.
And so again, this is the value of having an event like this, because this all dealt with. I mean, this stuff is all dealt with, and that's what you get. It's kind of a crash course, but yet it doesn't end there. And I think that that's the key, is get started. This will get you started. And the beauty here is, you can still, correct me if I'm wrong, Nate, you can start in October, the process, and, you know, take advantage of the money you earn in Q4 and kick something off really well in January. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, there is some stuff like Chinese New Year kind of getting into next year, but we've talked about that, and you could potentially kick it off in January. And, you know, for a lot of people, learning it now sets them up really awesome for 2018.
Right.
If that's kind of your goal is to get into private label, you may or may not feel like it's right at this moment. And we'll be upfront and tell people, if you run an awesome arbitrage or wholesale business right now, as we head into Q4,
keep it going.
And you attend the retreat, don't stop what you're doing to, you know, try to, you know, ramp up your PL business. Obviously just crush it Q4 with what you're doing right now. And then use that knowledge that you've already learned to, like you said, get that capital from Q4 and then start off really strong in 2018. And something we didn't, you kind of hinted at it, but when you join the retreat, not only are you getting the retreat, but you also get into the course and Liron's PPC sponsored ads course and his keyword course and the inner circle. So you get, basically you get everything that we offer. You get a free image service, listing service, everything we offer basically is packaged into that retreat. Again, the reason that it's a little bit higher price point, but you get everything that's included that
you
got
to pay. I mean, if they would make people cry if they knew how much you're paying for the house. I mean, so the chef and the food and all the rest of that and all the drinks, all that stuff's included. And so, you know, the best advice I saw was that, you know, we both know who this person is. Huge retail art business, multiple locations, killing it. However, said, you know, I feel the walls shrinking in on me. The world's not closing. You know, everything's great. I mean, he's killing it, having a better year this year than last year. However, he's feeling a little tightness. So what does he do? He invests in two different models, wholesale and private label. And he's all in both. And he's investing in his business, spent a lot of money to go and learn it. And now he's applying it. And that's what he's doing. He's taking his proceeds and reinvesting them to expand because he wants to build a long-term viable business. And I just think that's such great advice, such great example of what's possible. And I can see him having so much success. It's just so neat to sit and watch and to be part of it. I was very fortunate. Okay, so amazingfreedom.com/retreat is how you can find out more. Best way to get in touch with you if somebody wants to follow up on anything we were talking about, Nate.
Yeah, you can send me a personal message on Facebook. You can join the Amazing Freedom Facebook group is a great way to.
And that's free.
Yeah, that's a free public group that we offer. People ask questions. We hang out in there. We chat. So join that group. You can follow the AmazingFreedom.com Facebook page and send us a message on there to the general page. That way, Andy, Liron, or myself can all do that. We're setting up some bots, kind of a sneak preview of some of the stuff we have going forward. Using messenger bots and e-commerce, using funnels and building an audience. All this kind of stuff is we're really excited to get going towards the end of this year and into 2018. If that sounded really strange to you, again, you can join the Amazing Freedom group and the page to kind of learn what we're going to be doing. But we're excited about the opportunities to grow an audience, take our e-commerce.
Which you couldn't
businesses.
Do a couple of years ago.
Right.
Again, that's how fast this is evolving. You can actually create your own audience. You can create your own brand right through private label, but you can create your own audience, which that gives you some power, which you didn't used to have. And that stuff's all very current. That's awesome, dude. God, I get excited. I mean, I must admit, this stuff excites me. I mean, it really does. I think we're very, very fortunate to be part of this kind of stuff. This is the Industrial Revolution. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, my friend. I wish you peace. Have a great 2018 because it's almost, I mean, I can't believe 2018 is almost here. I love what you're doing. The role that you play is the role that you want in that business. I think that, and in your life, to me, that's just so admirable as a dad. I say this with pride to see someone's son get it. Your dad is so proud. I know it. I just know it. So, man, I wish you nothing but success. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. We'll see you in Vegas and then see you in Orlando.
Take care. You know, just want to follow up on that with my sponsor. So, you know, try GoDaddy.com, get that 30% off. Try Grasshopper.com with very cool service, say $50. Amazing Freedom, you heard about the retreat. Consider it, private message me, or you can go to AmazingFreedom.com/retreat. Seller Lab Scope, got to use that product if you're doing private label, or if you're doing wholesale even. This is a great opportunity to take advantage of it. And finally, solutions for e-commerce. You can save $50, lock in at the lower price. She's probably going to complain, but lock it in now and get that free inventory health report. That's the only way you can get it is through my link, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum. Take care. He's so smart. And it's just so neat to see, as a dad, again, watching someone who's almost like a son in some ways grow and mature. And yet you see it. And then he surpasses you. You know, that's what's so cool is to see somebody like this, you know, not just equal his Uncle Andy. And in some ways, he's even better than his Uncle Andy because he has skill sets that Andy doesn't have on that side of the business. And Andy will be the first to say that. And that's just so neat to see. It's just so neat. I mean, it's a cool thing. If you have kids, I mean, really, I hope this is what you get to see in their lives because it's just so important for them to understand that money's not everything, that freedom, that ability to be part of life. You know, having been in the corporate world now on the other side of it, it's a very cool place to be, not having that responsibility. And so think about that for yourself. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.